This week is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. This year we'll also see the release of the government's compulsory New Zealand history curriculum. And this year, in February, Moriori signed their Treaty of Waitangi Deed of Settlement with the Crown. And Dr. Grant Morris, historian from the Victoria University of Wellington, says these events are all linked. And he says, as a nation, we need to pay more attention to Moriori language, culture and history. Hi there, Grant.
Tēnā koe, Jesse, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I'm particularly interested in this story, having visited the Moriori Marae on Chatham Islands and Rekohu, I think it's Rekohu,
Yes.
I'll make sure I get it right. And also hearing their story on this show, how do we get up to speed with the Moriori? Where do we begin?
Yeah, so I'm actually heading out there the end of this year for a research trip. So it'll be my first time to Rekohu, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, make sure you talk to me for some recommendations before then.
Yes, I will. So I suppose the first thing to note today is some of the points I want to make. It's not so much a telling of the story of Moriori, because I was looking through what RNZ has done, the last few years, and there's actually a huge amount on your website, including an interview you did with the Hokotehi Moriori Trust chairperson, Maui Solomon, and he's been on the show a lot talking about Moriori. So I'm not here to tell that story as such, but to bring out some of these threads that you talked about earlier. And the first one, in terms of what's brought me to the subject today and what will take me to Rekohu at the end of the year, is Nanuku Whenua, who this Moriori ancestor who was renowned for introducing the pacifist culture in the 16th century, approximately 16th century, into Moriori culture. So this idea of peace permeating the culture rather than warfare. And as a historian of dispute resolution in New Zealand, in particular interest-based dispute resolution, mediation, interest-based negotiation, I'm searching for the beginnings of that tradition in our country. And we can see the beginnings of modern mediation movement. We can see dispute resolution running through tikanga Māori as well. Perhaps we can look back to the 16th century on Rekohu and see early beginnings there as well in the teachings and philosophy of Nunuku Whenua.
So can you tell us more about the tragic events of the 19th century?
So, I mean, a lot of listeners will, if they've been listening to RNZ over the last few years, will have heard this story, tragic story, or perhaps I've read Michael King's book from 1989, which brought the story to many New Zealanders' attention. So in terms of cultural contact between Moriori and Europeans in 1791, the HMS Chatham was at the Chatham Islands at Rekohu and met Moriori. There was the introduction of European diseases, so that had an effect on the population. But in terms of the most dramatic effect, it was the invasion in 1835 of Taranaki tribes, Ngāti Mutunga and Ngāti Tama, and the subjugation and enslavement of the Moriori people from 1835 to the early 1860s, during which the population went down from approximately 1,700 to about 100. So a massive, massive blow to the culture, but the culture survives. And as you've talked about on the show, and as we've seen with the deed of settlement signed earlier this year, there's a revitalization that's occurring, led by people like Maui Solomon, who's talked on the show many times. I was actually at the Office of Treaty Settlements in 2001 when the Rekohu report came out. So that's 19 years ago. And, it's my first job, and I was told to, look through this document. It's going to be very important. And 19 years later, we had the deed of settlement with Moriori.
Yeah, we're talking about Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and I was pretty fascinated to talk to Maui about Te Re, which is the Moriori language.
Yeah, and so I thought, being Te Reo Māori Week, my challenge would be to try and look at the Moriori language and see if I could pick up a few words or see, you know, some of the differences between Te Reo Māori and Moriori. And, you know, it's fascinating to look at the differences and to think about the potential of Moriori as a language in terms of being able to bring it back in terms of in a spoken sense, because we have to go back 120 years really to the you know, the last time it was being spoken in a regular oral way. So we do have these source documents, or at least enough to start putting the jigsaw together. And I know that the Hokotehi Moriori Trust and you know, is starting to, on that project of putting it together. And you can go on the website and you can look at some of the songs and some of the beginnings of that language. But if you want an actual, probably the most effective example of what it might sound like as a spoken tongue, Barry Barclay's historical dramatisation, Feathers of Peace, from 2000. Have you seen that, Jesse?
No.
Yeah, so it's kind of done in the sense of part documentary, part history, part dramatisation, and it's about the Moriori story, about the invasion of 1835 and the effect on the culture. But it actually has a reconstruction of the language and probably about 10 minutes worth of spoken Moriori, which you can listen to, and you can, you know, you can see the obvious similarities with Te Reo Māori, but you can also see differences as well. And I mean, it's quite a hard documentary to get hold of, I must say. I got it out of our university library. I'd seen it before, but you know, if listeners want an example of what it might sound like, you know, beyond just reading some of the words, and on the RNZ website today, we've got a document which has some of those words, or you can look in the appendix of Michael King's book. But to actually hear it spoken is quite, well, very special.
Yeah. I'm out of time. Sorry, Grant. A quick word on why we need this story in our new history curriculum.
Yeah, so I know this is something that Maui Solomon has said on your show and on RNZ, is that, you know, we're talking this year about the new history curriculum and what should be taught, what New Zealanders need to know. And I've entitled today's talk, The Story Every New Zealander Needs to Know. And that, I think, is the story of the Moriori from Rekohu and their language, their culture, and their history. So maybe we can come back to this, Jesse, at the end of the year when I'm on the Chatham Islands.
Thanks so much, Dr. Grant Morris.